no give a shit left. I'm planning to kill myself. So I'm gonna have to borrow some from you people. And they were great, and they talked about the times they'd felt suicidal or really down, and they decided we're having a picnic that Sunday and I'm coming. It rained all day and it was indoor catered affair, and I'm walking around with a glass of ginger ale feeling like the dead guy at a cocktail party. I'm going, this is so weird. And I got an appointment with a local psychiatrist for 6 weeks later, and they followed me everywhere for 6 weeks, in my office, in my car, in my house. We're going to a meeting. No, yes, no, yes, now. They were like locusts, and I wanted to hate them. But I knew it was that four-letter word we never speak aloud in AA. That word is love. And I finally got in to see the psychiatrist. I said, I think I'm suicidal because I'm depressed. He goes, no, you're suicidal because you're psychotic. I said, don't psychotic people have delusions? He said, well, killing yourself's a good idea and your wife won't mind. That's two. I go, oh. So I'm still on antipsychotic meds because if you have two problems, you need two solutions. So, and I'm doing well, but. But my favorite promise is still, if we will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. A couple years ago, my wife and I were on vacation in Bhutan, Himalayan Kingdom, and I got to this festival a little late, and I sat down with my hat on, not noticing nobody else had a hat on, and this lady turned around and hissed at me, take your hat off, and I took my hat off. And she went on to denounce me for everything that's ever been done wrong by white American men, starting with Columbus and working her way through the destruction of the Plains Indians and the institution of slavery, the import of Chinese to work the gold fields, the unjust seizure of lands from Mexico, the Spanish-American War, the First World War and the deployment of mustard gas, the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl, and the Second World War and the dropping of the atomic bomb and the soullessness of the 1950s and the Vietnam conflict and Agent Orange. And she's going, you Americans, and I'm thinking, maybe she's Canadian, they look like us. And just tearing me up one side down the other, and I'm thinking, maybe I'm supposed to learn something from this. And finally she finished up, and I said, well, I do regret wearing my hat inappropriately, and I did remove it when challenged, but I just wanted you to know that maybe I'm here for a deeper and more meaningful spiritual purpose than you may suspect. And she said, what possible spiritual purpose could you have? I said, I am the living embodiment of all your resentments, and no matter where you go in the world, you cannot escape me. She got up and left, so. So we will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. Well, gonna come to an end shortly, but my wife was on me for years, because I do a lot of lectures. She says, you gotta write this stuff down. I said, I'm a talker, not a writer. She says, you gotta write this stuff down. Finally, she said, you're getting old. You gotta write this stuff down, you're gonna die, it'll all be lost. So I did write it down. I wrote a little book called Being Sober and Becoming Happy. And the book's called Being Sober and Becoming Happy. And the last story in the book is what I want to close with, because about 4 years ago, we were on vacation in Bangkok, Thailand, at a place called the Oriental Hotel. And there's a restaurant out by the river. And I wrote her a love letter on hotel stationery. And if you write any kind of letter with an open heart, an anger letter, grief letter, love letter, and you write it with your heart open, the letter can launch in a different direction that you didn't expect. And on the sixth page of the letter, they're small pages, but the sixth page, it took a surprising turn. And I ended up writing, this is a gratitude letter. Because God and AA and you have given me the capacity to love that I never had. Because I was raised by wolves. I had no idea. I knew everything about hate and nothing about love. AA taught me to love. AA taught me about hanging in there with the other guy, about steadfastness, about sticking with people over the long run. And you have been loving over these 35 years. The experience of being married to you is a lot like water on stone. And over the years, I've become